WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
Together, we will continue to be the voice for Evan, Riley, Brayden, Carter, Daniel.
That's the voice of Brayden
Ryan,
Bone's mother, Brittany
Jordan,
Bird. She's reading the names
Rohan,
of sextortion victims.
Gavin, Denal,
15-year-old Brayden
William,
Bone was a student at
James,
DC Everest High School.
Walker,
he took his own life in March after being targeted by a sexual extortion ring.
Through our tragedy, we have found some of the strongest and most resilient parents anyone could imagine. We've gained an entire community support. We've all come together to recognize what is most important, the safety of our children.
According to a report released last year by the FBI, there has been an at least 20% increase in sextortion crimes targeting children. Between October 2021 and March 2023, federal officials say they received more than 13,000 reports of online financial sextortion involving at least 12,600 victims. Those cases have led to at least 20 suicides. Brayden's parents joined Governor Tony Evers in a visit to Weston on Monday to sign Brayden's Law, which makes sextortion a new crime in Wisconsin and imposes stronger penalties for perpetrators of sextortion.
These crimes have also senselessly taken the lives of dozens of kids in recent years who felt like there was no way out. No kid or person should ever be put in this position.
The State Department of Justice has resources for parents who want to talk about sextortion with their children. Sextortion and other crimes can be reported at report.cybertip.org. If you're looking to combine the holiday season and Wisconsin history, look no further than the South Wood County Historical Museum in Wisconsin Rapids. They're holding their 9th annual Christmas Tree Walk. Melissa Kay is in central Wisconsin.
Museum curator Allison Bruner says this yearly tradition brings in people who've never visited before, and they get a chance to see the old wooden home decked out for the festive season.
It's been really fun to see the community being able to come into the museum for something you might not usually expect at a historical museum.
This is Bruner's first year as curator, though she's been involved with the museum for the past 10 years. She says the tree walk brings in people of all ages.
We have older members of our society that remember when this building was the T.B. Scott Public Library. So there's a lot of nostalgia that comes in, but it's also fun in that we're making memories for the future right now.
Liz Stern is the co-chair of the Christmas Tree Walk. She said this is her 7th year putting up trees at the museum and that it's a delight to see the Witter home transform.
Oh, it just comes alive. You know, you come in here without the trees and it's like, well, you have, of course, the exhibits and things, but at Christmas time, it just, as each person brings their tree in to decorate, it just gets more and more exciting to see all the creative ideas people have and how beautiful it just, with all the lights and the tinsel, and it's just gorgeous.
What began around a decade ago with just 10 trees has grown to 27 this year. Stern said next year they hope to grow even more.
And we're always looking for more people to come and decorate trees or wreaths or whatever they have.
The tree walk is open now through December 14th from noon to 6 p.m. daily at 540 3rd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Former Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg is throwing her hat in the ring for Marathon County Board. She's running for District 1, which is currently held by John Kroll, who has filed non-candidacy paperwork. Three other county board incumbents will also not seek re-election. Supervisors Gail Marshall of District 20, Thomas Rosenberg of District 21, and Jordan Reynolds of District 30. 21 incumbents have indicated they will seek re-election. On the city council, two alders will not be running for re-election. As of last Friday, alders Becky McElhaney of District 6 and Chad Henke of District 11 have filed non-candidacy paperwork, while Carol Lukens of District 1, Terry Killian of District 3, and City Council President Lisa Rasmussen will run for re-election. The deadline for incumbents to file for non-candidacy is Friday, December 26th. For incumbents and candidates to declare their running is January 6th. The spring election is in April. The Sylvan Hill Winter Recreation Area is set to open this weekend for tubing. The season will run from Saturday to next March, open on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. According to the Marathon County Parks and Facilities webpage, the area includes 6 slopes down and 2 wire tows to pull you back up the hill. Passes for those age 14 and older are $11, and under 14 are $8. Punch cards are available for kids and adults and can be purchased at Sylvan Hill or at their office at 518 South 7th Avenue. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Head coach Greg Gard on dealing with the Cornhuskers forward Rink Mask. 6'10", 24 years old, out of the Netherlands.
He's a consummate worker, grizzled vet. It's fun to watch him play, watch Nebraska's offense kind of come together and how all the pieces fit together. But it's not real fun having to game plan against him or play against him.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready to host the Boston Celtics tomorrow night. Doc Rivers on who was able to practice.
Everybody other than Giannis and AJ Green.
NFL, the Packers installing a game plan for their trip to Denver to face the Broncos. At the baseball meetings in Florida, a lot of teams interested in trading for Brewers ace Freddy Peralta. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I watched some of these contracts out there, and he's due to be a wealthy man, have a lot of acreage if he wants it. Maybe beachfront acreage, multiple islands.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little lingering snow and wind early on, and then just mostly cloudy with a high right around 26 here today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down to the lower single digits, right around 2 above. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.